Today FM's Last Word on Business with Capital Flow. Purchasing, refinancing or refurbishing an investment property? Visit capitalflow.ie.
And Ian Guider, columnist with the Business Post, joins us now. Good evening to you, Ian. Let's start with Apple, and you might tell us how much it received dividend-wise from its Irish subsidiary.
Yeah, accounts for one of Apple's main companies outside the United States, registered here in Ireland. And we do know that Ireland's relationship with Apple has been the subject of much controversy over the European Union. It had revenue of $148 billion. It does give the figure in dollars of revenue in the space of the year. And this company is responsible for pretty much every Apple product sold, with the exception
your
of
line is just deteriorating a wee bit there, Ian. You're sounding a little bit like the robot from Futurama there. So I don't know if it'd make a difference if you move around the room. But
hang on, Frank,
I don't know. There maybe that's go, the Frank, sound that you're going for. But
apologies, Frank. The line is still a little bit difficult. So I hope you can hear me a bit better there now. So Apple, this company, had revenues alone, so pretty much all of Apple's sales outside of the US and in parts of China are put through this company, and revenues $148 billion. Profits of Apple in this company, $34 billion. But Apple decided to extract not just that profit, but a whole lot of other money it had in this company, and paid itself a dividend. I'll give it to you in US dollar terms, just under $100 billion, or around 82 billion euro. Now, Apple, as we know, along with many other big American technology companies, have much of their international profits stashed in Ireland. But as a result of changes in tax law in the US a couple of years ago, brought in by Donald Trump, lots of these companies are bringing home to the United States much of these profits. Mm. Now, there will be a big fear in the next couple of years at what happens when there are further changes in US corporation tax laws, and also what happens with global corporation tax rules, because it is now more likely that the idea that you would have your profits maintained overseas in low tax jurisdictions, such as Ireland, such as other countries in Europe like Luxembourg, the Netherlands, and also, it would have to be said, in tax havens in the Caribbean as well, there is a big attempt globally now to reduce these tax shelters, and also to have the use of loopholes as well, that you'll be taxed no matter where the money is held, no matter what it's for, that you will pay a minimum amount of corporation tax in the next couple of years. And you can see many of the big technology companies, in advance of all these changes and all the things that have happened, have decided, look, we're bringing this money back to Uncle Sam, and it will be taxed in the United States.
Not great news for Ireland, obviously. Let's move on then, because we all know that AIB obviously had a rough year last year. They recorded a huge loss due to pandemic-related bad loan provisions, but they have returned to profitability, certainly in the first quarter of this year.
Yep, and talking about the fact that it will be profitable more than likely for the rest of this year. And I think the banking sector as a whole, pretty much when the pandemic broke out in the last March, panicked a little bit, thought that they would be in for massive losses from customers who wouldn't be able to repay their loans, and set aside an awful lot of money in advance of customers either going broke in the case of businesses, or getting into mortgage arrears in the case of people with personal loans. So the banks last year took an awful lot of loan loss provisions, as they called them, and actually have seen that they haven't really needed them. So the banks this year being able to release some of those provisions, and talking about how the fact is actually the mortgage market is recovering much more strongly than they had expected. So for the case of AIB, they actually mortgage lending this year, they said they had loaned in the first 3 months of this year around 500 million, and that they believe the overall Irish mortgage market will actually be a lot better than people expect. So they're saying that overall lending will be around 10 billion for home loans this year. That's about a billion more than is expected. So the bank's saying that, look, we will be the beneficiary of the easing of the restrictions in the economy, and they do believe there will be a recovery. Interesting as well, in some of these figures that are put out by AIB, of course, lots of people are saving more, lots of businesses still have a lot of cash on deposit. However, if you're a bank, you are not allowing companies to park money with banks, because the banks cost AIB and all the other banks across Europe money to hold these deposits, because European Central Bank interest rates are negative for deposits. They're passing that on. And they say that despite passing on negative interest rates to customers, 10 billion of deposits are now being charged negative interest rates, double what the figure was at the end of December. An extraordinary, wow, Frank, that people are paying the banks to park their money there.
Incredible. We're almost out of time, but I do want to ask you about housing completions. And this certainly is a figure that won't make for good news for the vulture funds. Down 20% in the first 3 months of this year. Not surprising, I suppose, given all that's going on.
No, and I have to say, I did actually make a couple of phone calls on this to people in a number of estate agents who do research and say, look, actually, the figure isn't all that bad. So I'll just give you the numbers. And these are CSO figures put out today for January, February and March. Number of new homes completed, so houses and apartments, 3,953, down from 4,945 last year. So a 20-odd% drop. However, what I've been told by people is, look, we've been in the worst restrictions for the start of this year. So a lot of construction was put on hold. The only thing you could do on building sites was, look, if you're close to completion within a number of weeks, you can finish them out. So overall, these are pretty decent figures. And if you multiply it out, you could say, well, look, 4,000 homes multiplied by four quarters of the year, 16,000 new homes in 2021 compared to 20,000 last year. Actually, what I've heard today is those figures for the overall completions this year, when builders get back up on sites, they know how to work with social distancing measures, as you've heard from Tom Parlin many times on air. Actually, that figure for this year could be a whole lot better than 16,000, which
fingers,
is what some of the
fingers
forecasts
crossed,
are.
Ian Guider, God knows it's been a good news day. Let's hope it continues. Ian Guider, columnist with the Business Post, thank you very much for that.
Today FM's Last Word on Business with Capital Flow. Purchasing, refinancing or refurbishing an investment property? Visit capitalflow.ie.